Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
All right, so kung hindi pa po kayo nakapag-sign up, please go ahead and go to ics.church/alpha and express your interest. We look forward na magsama-sama po tayo exploring our faith and begin to think about, you know, friends and family to invite and join us dito po sa ating pagsasaliksik upang lalo pa natin na lumalim sa ating pananampalataya sa Panginoon. Muli po, isang magandang araw sa bawat isa. Para sa inyo pong sumasama sa amin for the first time today, ako po si Chad, isa sa mga pastors dito sa ICS Church. Kami po ay nagagalak na makasama at makapili yung bawat isa sa inyo ngayong araw na ito. Kaya sabi ni Pastor Topher, we are doing a series now called Unstoppable Force. At ang pamagat po ng ating mensahe ngayong umaga ay Given. Given is the title of our message today. Gifts are meant to be received and used. Niniwala po ba kayo doon? Dahil kung hindi natin tatanggapin ang isang regalo at hindi gagamitin, baliwala eto mga regalo na ito. At siguro mga ilan sa atin dito, no, pagdating ng ating mga birthday, isang nalaman ko po at what I've been learning this past couple of years, sa ICS Church po ay maraming April celebrants. Madami nag-birth, birthday dito sa April, no? Madami pinapanganak sa buwan ng April. And at the start of this month, we celebrated several people who had their birthdays. At sa mga regalo na tatanggap natin, minsan sa limpak-limpak ng mga regalo, no? Nakakalimutan minsan buksan o tingnan yung mga regalo na tatanggap. Sometimes it's forgotten, it's set aside. At nagiging walang bisa yung mga regalo na yun, no? Pero sila po ay nagkakaroon ng bisa. Gifts gain value when they are used. Pag hindi po natin gagamitin, yung regalo na yun ay baliwala siya. For example, pag nagbigay sa'yo ng, niregaluhan ka ng bagong iPhone 20. Meron na ba kayo nun? iPhone 20. Diba? Kung hindi mo bubuksan yun, lalabas sa box niya at gagamitin, baliwala. Baliwala. It's just gonna be useless, no? Para magiging paperweight lang siya na nakapaligid dyan. Minsan, hindi natin alam na may mga regalo palang ganun, no? Dahil dinedelay natin or ini-ignore natin yung mga ibang gifts. Minsan, yung big surprise, no? Hindi natin natatagpuan. So, it only has value pag binuksan, tinanggap, at ginamit. Using the gifts that God gives us, yung mga gifts na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon, actually honors Him and enable us to fulfill His will. No? Whenever we use, we receive yung gifts galing sa mga tao nagbibigay, unang-una, na-honor sila. Just like when God gives us gifts, na-honor si Lord. No? Pag tinanggap natin yung regalo, bigay sa atin ng kaibigan, kabag-anak, kung sino man, we honor them kasi yung binibigay sa atin, we're acknowledging them. Ay, yes, ina-acknowledge kita na nagbibigay sa akin yan, I receive it from you, and they are honored when we do that. Lalong-lalo na siguro, no, pag ginamit natin. No, sometimes, yung mga nagbibigay sa atin ng mga regalo, di ba? A week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, tatanungin, oy, nagusto mo ba yung bigay ko sa'yo? Ginagamit mo ba? No? Pag sinabi natin, ay, hindi ko pa nabuksan eh. Bakit? Magtataka sila, bakit hindi pa natin nabubuksan? Pero the moment we say na, oh, grabe, gustong-gusto ko siya. No, araw-araw ko ang suot, di ba? If it's a favorite shirt, or gamit na gamit ko na siya, or natikman ko na, ayan, sa mga mahilig magbigay ng mga food gifts, ayan, natikman ko na, ang sarap, pwede ba bang umorder instead of just receiving it as a gift? And when we do that, the person who gave it, syempre, natutuwa sila na, oy, nagamit, nagustuhan yung binigay kong regalo. Hindi na sayang, di ba? Hindi na sayang yung efforts, and they are honored because of that. It's the same thing, you know, when God gives us gifts, we honor Him when we use those gifts, when we receive those gifts. At the same time, alam mo yung mga gifts na binibigay sa atin ng Diyos, ng Panginoon, ay hindi lang para itabi lang or sabihin, ay, okay, thank you dyan, tapos bababa na natin, tapos na. No, the gifts that God gives us is meant to be used. At hindi lang yun, kadalasan, it's also meant to be shared and given away. Siguro, for many of us, if it's a gift na talagang gustong-gusto natin, ayaw natin ipamigay yun, para sa akin na lang to. Ayaw ko to i-share. No? If you give me a gift of a box of chocolates, usually ganun nangyayari. Parang sinisikreto ko yan. Pero, no, malakas ang pang-amoy minsan din sa bahay. So, pag-uwi mo, magugulat ka na lang. Asa na yung ano? Ay, wala na, ubos na. Okay, sige lang. Because it's meant to be shared. There's actually a lot more joy when we share the gifts that we have, that we receive. And that's what we want to talk about today, because I believe that the church, the reason why it's continued to thrive, no, kung bakit siya patuloy na nagiging malakas, maliksi, at patuloy na lumalaganap, even in the midst of difficulties and tough times, is because of the gifts that God has given the church, specifically one specific gift na binigay niya sa mga disciples, and ultimately that gave birth to the church. At yun po ang tutukuyin natin sa araw na ito. One of the reasons why I believe that the church continues to be an unstoppable force in the world today until Jesus returns again. So, tutukoy po tayo sa Acts chapter 1, mga gawa. Kung meron po kayong Tagalog Bible, sa mga gawa. Acts chapter 15 po ang ating bahay ngayong araw na ito. And here, sorry, Acts chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. Dito po sa Acts chapter 1, ang interesting po dito, at the beginning of this chapter, here we find that God, Jesus, has passed away. And after He resurrects from the dead, no, in Acts chapter 1, He appears for a period of 40 days. I mean, I don't know, for a period of 40 days, He would appear to individuals, revealing Himself to them. And here in verse 3, sabi po dito, no? After His suffering, He presented Himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that He was alive. He was alive. Jesus is alive. Acts chapter 1. Jesus is alive. Many days, no? He appeared, He showed Himself to them, at pinakita niya na buhay nga siya. So again, this is an awesome thing. You know, we're echoing. It's the ripples of the resurrection. Para dun sa pang hindi pa nagtitiwala, we're now 2 weeks, no, from Easter. He continued to appear for the next month, beyond that month. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So the first gift we need to understand is the gift of salvation. The gift of salvation. Kung hindi po mamamatay at mabubuhay muli ang Panginoong Jesus, hindi natin ma-enjoy yung gift of salvation. You say, why do we say it's a gift? Because it is given by God. Sabi nga ni John sa gospel niya, no? So gospel of John, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That's Jesus. Whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. It's a gift. Bakit? It was given to us, salvation. Pero it's no easy gift. No? Hindi lang ganong kadali. Kagaya ng nalaman nga natin, ano? It took the life of God. It took the life of Jesus. Binuhos niya yung buhay niya para sa atin. At hindi lang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pamumuhay na walang kasalanan, but all the way to the cross. And it was a payment for our sin. He paid for our sin on the cross. His death and resurrection ultimately secured that. Diba? Kung namatay lang siya sa krus, bali wala. Pero the fact na nabuhay siya muli, yun na yun, na-secure na ang katagumpayan para sa bawat isa sa atin. And the gift of life is now sealed at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For anybody who believes in Him, yun lang, ganun lang kasimple pagtanggap nitong regalo na to. Magtitiwala ka lang sa Kanya, maniniwala ka lang na siya nga ang anak ng Diyos, and He truly came, lived a perfect sinless life, died for our sins, yours and mine, at sa ating pagtitiwala sa Kanya, we gain that gift, we receive that gift of a new life in Jesus Christ. Yung sinabi natin last Sunday, the resurrected life in Christ is the gift that Jesus gives us. So, ano yung pinag-usapan nila after Jesus resurrected? He talked about the kingdom of God. Ayun, paulit-ulit, no? The kingdom of God. When the gift of salvation is received, new life begins. Nagsisimula po doon ang bagong buhay. We realize and we learn, oh man, there's another way of living para. Hindi lang pala doon sa pamamaraan na alam ko, mayroon pang mas maganda mas maganda, and that is the life that Jesus gave to us. So, habang tinuturo ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang mga disciples about the kingdom of God, again, ito po yung message niya, no, when he was here on earth. The love of the Father, pinapakita niya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang buhay, healing the sick, healing the blind, raising those who were dead. He was expressing, ganito kayo kamahal ng Diyos Ama. Ganito kayo kamahal ko. No? He's saying the kingdom of God is here and seeing those miracles performed in his life. So, now that he is back from the dead, syempre excited yung mga disciples kasi meron ding prophecy about the restoration of Israel, no, to its former glory. And so, on one occasion, sabi sa verse 4, while he was eating with them, another proof that Jesus was alive because ghosts don't eat, so he was really physically alive, he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. Ayun na naman, it's another gift, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. So sandali. Jesus just came back from the dead. There's now salvation secured for all of humanity, hindi lang sa mga Jews. Pero ang concern ngayon ng mga disciples ay, ito na ba yung pagkakataon para kami ay ma-restore na? Are you gonna restore the kingdom back to Israel? Ano yung tanong nila dito? This is a politically motivated question. Na ito na ba yun? Kasi nga, occupied tayo ngayon ng Roman Empire. We're actually not free to rule our own nation, but we're under another empire. Pero dahil buhay ka na ngayon, muli, ito na may pagkakataon where we ascend and we restore the political kingdom over Israel. Ano sabi ni Jesus? It's not for you to know the times. That shouldn't be your concern. Hindi ito ang priority ngayon. Sandali, baka nakalimutan nyo na. I mean, what was Jesus talking about for the last 40 days? The kingdom of God. Pero again, some of them, ini-equate yung kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost dun sa physical kingdom, no, na political kingdom ng Israel. And so sabi ni Jesus, sandali, parang nalilihis na naman. That's not your concern. That's not the priority. Di ba pag ang Panginoon gusto magbigay ng gift sa atin, ayan eh, He's already telling you, meron akong bibigay na gift sa inyo. Kadalasan, no, nadidistract tayo, di ba? No? Gifts are sometimes ignored because of other things, other preoccupation, other priorities, o yung mga bagay na that is taking over our attention. May gift ang gustong bigay ng Panginoon para sa bawat isang sasampalataya sa Kanya. Not just salvation, but Jesus says here, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was in me, gusto ko ibigay din sa inyo yan. Kung paano yung nakita yung kapangyarihan, dumaloy sa buhay ko, kung paano yung nakita na naging matagumpay ako, no, pagharap ko sa temptation, sa sin, kung paano yung nakita na signs, wonders, and miracles will play, is the same power that I also want to give to you. Pero parang, hindi, parang mas gusto namin yung ano eh, eto, we want the restoration of the political kingdom. We get distracted by other things. Parang, okay, Lord, gusto, maganda yan, no, bigay mo sa akin yung spirit mo, pero parang mas gusto ko makabili ng ganitong bagay. Parang mas gusto ko itong relationship na to. Parang mas gusto ko na makapunta sa lugar na ito. And we're distracted by other things. We're preoccupied by other things na sa tingin natin ay mas importante. No? Mas importante na ganito. Itong mga bagay. And we miss out on what God is wanting to give to us. Now, there's a reason kung bakit dinidesire nila yun. Siyempre, yung experience ng oppression, di ba, yung difficulty. I'm sure, like for many of us right now, grabe na itong pandemic na to, at tagal-tagal na, ababa na. It's an extended lockdown, and so many people, I'm sure many of us, meron kakilala, at least, di ba, one, kahit second, third, or fourth, away from us in relationship, that has been affected directly by this virus. Pero hanggang ngayon, di pa rin tapos. No, parang nagiging preoccupied na tayo dun sa problema at sa mga hinaharap, which again, hindi naman lihis sa Panginoon yan. Pero sinasabi niya, meron pa akong mas higit pang gustong gawin sa buhay ninyo. That if you get preoccupied by all these other things, you will miss out kung ano yung gusto ko gawin sa inyong buhay ngayon. Even in the middle of the difficulties, in the middle of these tough times, nais ang Panginoon kumilos sa ating kalagitnaan. Naniniwala po ba kayo doon? If you believe that, type amen, hit the thumbs up, that yes, in the midst of all these challenges, ayoko ma-distract sa nais ng Panginoon gawin sa buhay ko, sa pamilya ko, sa relationships ko. And so we need to be careful. What is preoccupying? Oh, yung madalas na nag-o-occupy sa ating kaisipan, sa ating buhay, sa ating paggasto sa ating mga salapi, sa ating oras, sa ating panahon. Because we may miss out. And so Jesus calls them back and He says, hey, hindi yan dapat ang priority nyo. Huwag yung alalahanin yan. Hanggang kailan ba itong pandemic na to? Okay? I mean, kung pwede, ngayon na, tapos na siya. Pero that's not our priority, di ba? Yung timing na yan. May nais pa rin ang gawin ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Right now. But Jesus said, hey, you know what? There is a gift my Father wants to give to you. I've been talking about it. Sinabi ko na sa inyo yung bagay na yan. Okay, posible na kalimutan nyo, but let remind you again. And He repeats the same thing in verse 8. He repeats it. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. The gift of the Holy Spirit. He says, I want to give this gift. My Father wants to give this gift. And when I ascend into heaven, this gift will be given. The Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Diba? Dapat ba matakot ako? Spirito. Diba? In some translations kasi sa English, sabi na Holy Ghost. Multo ba yan? Ano ba yan? No, the Holy Spirit is the third person of God, of the Godhead. He's the third person of the Trinity. You know, word the Trinity, hindi natin patatagpuan yun sa Bible. But this describes our belief that God is three in one. There's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in the life of every person on earth. Gusto niya manahan. Kung wala na si Jesus dito physically, through the Holy Spirit, God is with us. Always. Diba yung sinasabi sa mga names ni Jesus? Emmanuel. Physically, He came. He allowed Himself to be revealed to us. Siguro up to that point in time sa history, walang pagkaunawa ang mundo, ang mga tao sa Panginoong Diyos. Kasi the only thing they know is yung experience ni Moses, doon sa Mount Sinai, yung mga sinulat niya na kautosan, yung mga priest when they go to the temple to offer sacrifices. The most intimate expression was Jesus, physically God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. Pero alam nyo, ang kagandahan yan, when Jesus ascended into heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit to be in each of us. Suddenly, wasn't the Holy Spirit there all along? Yes, He was. Pero hindi siya ganun ka-acknowledge ng mga tao. And now Jesus is saying, yes, the Holy Spirit, your comforter, the counselor, will come. He is part of us as God. Grabe, mas intimate na yan. Kasi He's not just physically present like Jesus. He is now dwelling in each of us. God's Spirit will now reside in every person's life. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God, the Father, to the disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, sino yun? Silang ba yun? So, first century, yun lang ba yung mga disciples? A disciple is a follower. Tagapagsunod. So, kung ikaw po ay nagtitiwala, naniniwala sa Panginoong Jesus bilang sariling tagapagligtas at Diyos, then you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. So, para sa atin din yun. It is also for us. And what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit empowers us for life and effective witness. Grabe. Natindi. Parang at this point, tuwang-tuwa rin yung mga disciples, si Jesus is alive. Let's go tell everybody. Ando na yung eagerness nila. And Jesus says, sandali. Sandali. I'm excited na kayo and natutuwa ako na excited kayo. Pero meron pang gift yung bibigay ang Diyos Ama. The Father wants to give you more than what you already know. Grabe, no? Grabe, no? Madalas naririnig natin yan, eh, di ba? Wait, there's more. And that is what God is wanting to do. He's saying, yes, there is more. Wait. Bago kayo lumabas. Wait, there is more. It's already good news that Jesus is back from the dead, but there's more. The Spirit that raised Him from the dead is going to be given to you as well. To empower you to live an effective life, to empower you to be effective witnesses. Kasi hindi ganun lang kadali, di ba, mag-witness para kay Jesus. If we're gonna be honest, yeah, it's easy to talk about stories, eh, para pag wala kang istorya, di ba? You weren't dramatically healed. You weren't supernaturally saved. Kagaya ni Paul, kagaya yung manirinig natin, ng mga story ng mga iba mga Kristiyano ngayon. The Holy Spirit that resides in us will empower us to do these things. Hindi lang para mag-witness, but also to live empowered lives for Jesus Christ. This is what the Holy Spirit does. Kaya I don't know about you, you know, if there's a gift that Jesus says, I want to give to you, I want that gift. Diba? I want, if there's a gift, di ba may mga ganun tao, may mga tao nagriregalo na, whether we believe it or not, or tanggapin natin, may mga taong, we're hoping that this person will give me this gift. Pag itong tao na yung nagbigay ng gift na yan, alam ko talagang the best yan. Di ba? Come on. May makilala kayong ganun, di ba? Na parang, ay eto, pag nagbigay ng gift na yan, alam ko talagang super ganda yan, or pinag-isipan, or talagang para sa akin yan. Jesus is that kind of giver. God the Father is that kind of gift giver. Hindi lang siya basta-basta nagbibigay ng gift sa atin. It's something that He knows will benefit us, that will be useful for us, and that the presence of the Holy Spirit is more than a gift. It is Him. It is God Himself residing in each of us. Ganito katindi ang gift na to. And in fact, in the following chapter, ganun. That's exactly what happened. No, as they were there, nandun sila sa Jerusalem, the gift came. The gift of the Holy Spirit came, and it says there they were filled with the Spirit and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. At lahat na nakapaligid sa kanila from different nationalities, different nations, heard them declaring the glory of God in their own language. Napagkamalan nga silang lasing. Kasi sabi gano'n ng aga-aga, tinamong ito mga to. Parang lasing na. And yet they were declaring the glory of God. And at that point, Peter, mumbling, fumbling Peter before Jesus' resurrection. Ano nangyari? He stood up and preached the gospel for the first time. Peter preached the good news of Jesus Christ. And at that preaching, 3,000 people became a follower and a believer of the resurrected Christ. Empowered believers, empowered disciples. And here, because of this, the church was born. The body of Christ on earth was born through the power of the Holy Spirit. And from that point on, sabi ni Jesus, di ba, you will be my witnesses. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Bakit Jerusalem, Judea? Jerusalem was where the city, where they were in, nandun sila. So simula dito, wherever you are right now, the Holy Spirit can fill you. The Holy Spirit can touch you. God can pour that gift into your life. Beginning in our household, that's where they were. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ito yung surrounding provinces. And He says, all the way to the ends of the earth. Basically, Jesus was saying, alam mo, hindi confined itong gift na to. Sa mga special people lang or sa particular place lang. No, this is for all who put their faith in Me. It's gonna go to the ends of the earth. This message, the gift of salvation, the message of salvation, the gift of the Spirit, the empowerment that comes from God is going to go from Jerusalem all over the world. 2,000 years later, andito pa po tayo ngayon. We're here right now. We are experiencing that and it continues to go around the earth. Makikita natin how God used the presence of the Spirit to empower the disciples to reflect Him. Remember when Jesus was on earth, ano yung ginawa niya? He healed the sick, raised the lame, released the demoniacs. Ano nangyari? When Peter, James, and John, the disciples, did the same, no? Nagsimula na sila, they began to minister. It happened. It happened. They were so filled with the Spirit that even by passing by through people that were sick with disease, that were lame and could not walk, dadaan lang sila, gagaling na. Ganong katindi yung pag-apaw, umaapaw ang presensya ng Panginoon sa kanilang mga buhay. That's what I want in my life. Baptism means to be soaked, to be drenched. And He says, I will baptize you. Kung paano ba inabtize ni John the Baptist, si Jesus, sa river, He was dipped. It's the same thing. The Holy Spirit, you will be saturated. God said, you will be saturated. You will be flooded. You will be filled with My Spirit, with God's Spirit, with God's presence. Alam niyo yung pagpuno sa atin, no, hindi lang yung sapat eh. When we're filled, it usually overflows. It spills over. And that's what we find with Peter. No, with these disciples, when they would walk past people, they were so filled with God's Spirit. It would spill over na yung kapangyarihan ng Panginoon, the kingdom message. And the kingdom of God would be evidenced by signs, wonders, and miracles wherever they went. Para sa kanila lang ba to? No, it's for all of us. Those who put their faith in Jesus, it is for us. Kapatid, kung nais mo, hindi lang magsisimula doon, it begins with salvation, but then God says, hey, there is more. Abangan natin yan, tanggapin natin. Don't take my word for it. There were new disciples and non-Jewish people who received it. Si Pedro, kala niya, para sa mga Jews lang to. Pero God spoke in a dream to a Roman centurion named Cornelius, also in the book of Acts. And He gave him a dream and He said, you know, there's this guy named Peter. Tawagin niyo siya, papuntahin mo siya to explain to you, because this was a man who loved God. And God wanted to reveal Himself to him. And He would use people to do that. And so He said, hey, tell your people to call Peter. Nung tinawag si Peter as they were about to arrive, sabi nga doon, Peter received a vision from God. Clean, unclean animals. Sandali. And in that dream, God tells him, kumain ka nung unclean. Sandali, sa mga Jews, may mga food na bawal eh. Bakit ko kakainin to? But he ate it anyway, and God blessed him. After that vision, dumating yung mga alagad ni Cornelius. Sir, andito pa si Peter, ako yun, sumama ka sa amin. And Peter said, actually, before you came, I already had the vision, and God confirmed to me that I should go with you. Long story short, 4 days later, nandun sila sa bahay ni Cornelius, and ina-explain si Cornelius, kinuwento niya, ito yung nangyari sa akin, I had this dream, ganito, ganyan. Okay, ako rin, kinausap din ako ng Diyos, we don't know each other. Pero obviously, Jesus wants also you to know about salvation. Hindi lang para sa Jews, but for non-Jewish people as well. And so, kinuwento, binahagi. And right there and then, habang nagkikwento si Peter about Jesus Christ and the salvation, the gift that He gave to them, they were filled with the Spirit. Hindi pa siya tapos mag-preach. Binaptized na sila. Because they were so hungry for God. They love Jesus so much. They love God so much. Na yung desire na yun, eto na. God gifts the gifts to them. And Peter, I'm sure he was all surprised. Okay, I mean, it's obvious right now. There's the evidence. Na para sa non-Jewish people din siya. Not just for us. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. That's what I want. I want God's Spirit to be so full in my life that it spills out of me. Sa pananalita ko, sa behavior ko, sa priorities ko, na sa kalagitnaan ng pandemya, sa kalagitnaan ng kahirapan, that, you know, hindi ako kaagad-agad mawawala ng pag-aso, matitinag, kasi alam ko that the Spirit of God is in me. And because of that, I know that His purpose is unstoppable in me. His will be unstoppable in me. That all things is possible bahid the Spirit is in me. Hindi ibig sabihin mo, wala agad ang problema. Hindi. Pero because of the Spirit of God and His presence, you will be more than conquerors. You will know that you are. You will believe that you are. And you will behave based on that. Bakit? Dahil ang presensya ng Panginoon ang nananatili sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. After Jesus said this, anong ginawa niya? After He said this, He was taken up before their very eyes. A cloud hid Him from their sight. They were still looking intently up into the sky as He was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee! Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven. He's coming back. He's coming back. Let's not get preoccupied with the unimportant, non-priority things of life. Anong importante? Importante, tanggapin natin yung gift of salvation. Ibahagi natin yung gift of salvation. Ang importante, tanggapin natin yung gift of the Holy Spirit and live as empowered, Spirit-filled believers every day. Kagaya ng sabi ni Paul, di ba? Let's seek to be filled with the Spirit. Continuous in filling. If you have been baptized before, wag po tayong satisfied na lang doon. Ay, nabaptize ako, Pastor Chad, okay na ako. That's a one-time thing. No, daily, Paul says, daily we need to seek the continuous in filling of the Holy Spirit. Bakit? Dahil yun lang ang tanging paraan para maging matagumpay tayo sa araw-araw. Para maging maayos ang ating pamumuhay. If we are consciously seeking to honor Jesus in our life, the best way to do that is by asking the Holy Spirit to fill us. To walk by the Spirit. To live according to His Word so that we are guided by God's Spirit. Why? Because using the gifts God gives honors Him and enables us to fulfill His will. We honor God when we receive the gift of salvation. When we say, you want to give me your Spirit? Yes, tatanggapin ko yan. I'm ready for it. I will receive it. Wag po nating talikuran. But let's honor Jesus like Cornelius and his household. Let's love God. Let's follow Jesus wholeheartedly and be open, be receptive, be eagerly desiring the gift of the Spirit so that we can be empowered to live full lives and empowered to reveal the kingdom of God on earth. Through effective living of righteousness and holiness and allowing signs, wonders, and miracles to manifest in our lives in Jesus' name. Niniwala ko, kapatid, when we live this way, when we use the gifts God gives us, when we freely receive the gift of salvation, when we freely share it, when we love Jesus, the gift of the Spirit will be poured into our lives as well. Ang tanong ngayon, kapatid, nais mo ba yung regalo na bibigay ng Panginoon sa iyo? Nais mo ba tanggapin? Kasi kung hindi natin tatanggapin, kung hindi natin gagamitin at ibabahagi, magiging useless yung gift na yon. But if we say, yes, Lord, I desire that gift, He will give it. We will receive it. The gift of salvation, binigay niya na. The gift of the Holy Spirit's baptism and daily infilling, He desires to continue to give. And because of this, we will be empowered. We will be victorious. We will know what to do. We will rise above sin and live holy and righteous life. No, not because of our own ability, but because the Holy Spirit is in us. The same Spirit that empowered Jesus to be victorious, to triumph over death, it's the same Spirit that He wants to give to you and to me.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.